"Does this offend you?" asks Jesus in our gospel reading today. "Do you also wish to go away?" Does this offend you? Yep, pretty much every single day of my life when I read the gospel, it offends me in some way. And do you wish to go away? Pretty much every single day I like to run away from this message. The gospel needs to offend us. Our collect, our opening prayer, uses that word, offense. The gospel needs to make us uncomfortable. It needs to challenge us and provoke us. It needs to unhinge us from our privileged comfortability, and it needs to make us feel squeamish. Nearing my ordination and realizing that I would have to stand up here on a regular basis and preach, a spiritual companion said half jokingly and half truthful to me, "You will know you have preached the gospel when half of the congregation gets up and walks out. That is when you know that the message of Jesus has been proclaimed. That is when you know that we really can't handle that message." We have before us an approach, the Jesus approach to life, that we too often say yes to. Yep, I can follow it, I can do it. And yet often, we can't quite live it out. The message of Jesus the Christ, if we are to live it, means radically changing the ways in which we live our lives today and how we think about pretty much everything. To live as Christians seems to me like a pretty impossible task. The questions posed by Jesus in tonight's gospel, "Does this offend you?" and "Do you also wish to go away?" apply as much to us as they did to the early readers of John's gospel. It is difficult to comprehend the words of John's gospel using our ways of thinking. Influenced as we are too much by scientific reasoning and less by the mystery of faith. Today's gospel calls us into the mysterium fidei, the mystery of faith. This entering into mystery of that which we cannot fully, which cannot be fully explained and yet is experienced, is difficult for our modern sensibilities. Even the postmodern often finds its way back to the paradigms of modernity. Poet Gerard Hopkins put it like this: "Mystery for the Christian means an incomprehensible certainty, not an interesting uncertainty." Mystery for the Christian means an incomprehensible certainty, not an interesting uncertainty. The mystery of faith, as one Anglican commentator suggests, is not a muddle or a mess, but it is an unexplained yet experienced reality. We come to this gospel with the lens of mystics that encourages us to enter into the mystery of Jesus the Christ and pass beyond the limits of our human imagination into something divine. In this gospel, we are called to reach a new and transcendent sense of what God is. In this same chapter that our gospel comes to us tonight from, we find the story of Jesus feeding the 5,000. In this chapter, Jesus explains that when we eat, we do so to fill our hunger, but that hunger consistently returns. Instead, we hear that the bread of God that is made known to us in Jesus the Christ as the living bread that comes down to us from heaven is given to satisfy our ultimate hunger, which will sustain us in the messiness of our everyday lives. John presents one of the most provocative and difficult ideas of the Gospels. Jesus says that his followers must eat my flesh and drink my blood. Does this offend you? Does this also make you want to go away? The message of the gospel, not just what we heard proclaimed this evening, but the gospels in their entirety and scripture in general are difficult. To live as Christians is not easy. I fail at it daily. I fail to see Christ in the stranger and the friend. I fail to see Christ in my work and when I am at play. I fail to see Christ in my consistent participation in our capitalistic culture. And I fail to see Christ when I continue to participate in dominant discourses of privilege. And so I come here. I come to this table. I come to seek the mercy that is given to me in the bread and the wine, broken for us, poured out for us, given to us to sustain us in the messiness of our everyday lives. We are too often confined within the walls of literalism, and as a result, we can too easily miss the message that is being proclaimed to us in the Gospels. The disciples struggle to understand what Jesus is calling them to do and become is our struggle. And here is the good news that is given to us, that our companion on this journey, in which we doubt and question and think too much within the walls of literalism, our companion is Jesus, the one who experienced the life that we too experience here on earth. And this companion, this Jesus, is also the Son of God. He is divine. He nourishes us with food from heaven. Through his incarnation, humanity and all of creation is adopted as full members of his mystical body. Partaking in this bread from heaven, in Christ's own body and blood, establishes a lasting relationship, a community of life between himself and those of us who proclaim him as the Holy One. Our faith in this ultimate reality, which we partake of every Sunday as we gather here for the Eucharist, is a gift given to us by God for all of us to feed upon. All of us are welcome to feed upon this bread from heaven. Does this inclusivity offend you? Does it make you want to go away? Each Sunday, bread is brought here to this cathedral community. Whether it's delivered in a big truck and comes as a little fat, flat wafer, or whether it's a loaf of bread baked by a parishioner and brought to the 10:30, or it's a gluten-free loaf that is brought here every Sunday to St. Bridget's, bread is brought to this table. And every week, bottles of wine miraculously appear from California grapes. We pour them into chalices. We drink it. We share it. These simple elements, this bread and this wine, become for us the living presence of Christ. It is the good news that sustains us. But this sometimes offends me. Being raised Roman Catholic, I was always taught that it literally, literally became the body and blood of Christ. And I had an ew factor going on as a kid. Ew, how could that possibly be? But I have to approach it with the mystery of faith. And I have to know that it's kind of foolish. And yet, the gospel itself is foolishness. The mystery that is passed down to us through our faith and our traditions is foolishness, and amen to that. We are called to be nourished and sustained here. The gospel offends us when it calls us to have faith in things that we don't quite understand. The gospel offends us when it calls us to leave behind our mothers and fathers and follow Jesus. The gospel offends us when it calls us to sell everything we have to live like Jesus. The gospel offends us when it calls us to stand alongside the oppressed, especially when it calls us to unpack our own privilege and perhaps shut up, move aside, sit down so that someone else can be seen and heard. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me and I in them. The good news that we have today in the gospel is that we have been given this living bread from heaven in Christ's body and blood. It is our nourishment to sustain us on our in our lives and in our Christian mission. Let this flesh and blood be in us so that we can come to believe and know that you are the Holy One of God, and so live live as you did in this world. Does this offend you? Do you want to go away?